You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
Thank you.
You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
Thank you.
You're listening to Stags Radio. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
On Wednesday night, a pair of braces helped the Stags sink the All Whites. A little hooked ball over the top from Adam Tomasso, and Ethan Taylor's there, and he scores! Less than a minute played, and Ethan Taylor breaks the deadlock. It's Willand Rovers 0, AFC Totten 1.
Out of absolutely nothing. Ethan Taylor, first time finish with the left foot, brilliantly clips it over the keeper, gave him absolutely no chance.
And now Tomasso can break. Two men forward here, Kasimu and Taylor. He plays in Kasimu, and that's a great touch. He's taking it past player. Can he keep the ball in play? He can. Can he find Taylor? He tries to get a shot on goal, and he does! That is a great goal there from Hisham Kasimu. It was a superb pass forward from Tomasso to find Kasimu. He danced round the defenders, used Ethan Taylor as a decoy and lashes it into the back of the net to give Totten a 2-0 lead.
So 2-0 at half time, but not long after the break, Hish rounded the keeper to add a third. And with just 10 minutes to go, Taylor completed the rout.
Totten still on the attack here, gives it back to Jefford. Can they get the ball into the box? A little bit of interplay there. Griffin gives it back to Jefford. We know he can strike it. Williams back to Jefford. Can Jefford clip it over the top? And it's Taylor with the header into the goal with no competition at all to give Totten their fourth of the night. It's Willand Rovers 0, AFC Totten 4.
Diving header from Ethan Taylor. But that's not necessarily what I thought I'd be saying if he got on the score sheet.
A late Thomas Bird header got Willand on the score sheet, but it wasn't enough to wipe the smiles off the Totten faces as they came out 4-1 winners. Today we have travelled to Bath for yet another league clash. Good afternoon and welcome back to Stags Radio, your home of live matchday commentary for all of AFC Totten's matches. I am Doug Webber and welcome to the Plainham Ground for a meaty encounter against mid-table side Larkhall Athletic. Will Totten hog the ball, carve through the defence and dish up defeat, or will they leave Somerset with not a sausage? Sitting alongside me is the little piggy who didn't stay home, my Stags Radio co-commentator, Benjamin Rees. Okay, Bench, I promise that's the last of the pork-related jokes.
I don't know. I think you've left some meat on the bone there.
Oh, brilliant. That's so good. I knew you'd have something up your sleeve there. Look, Bench, it was a good victory for Totten on Wednesday night, and they haven't had that long to recover for today's game.
No, the game's coming thick and fast at the moment. It is twice a week regularly. And the Wednesday rather than the Tuesday game is difficult as well because slightly less time to prepare, you know. How do you attack the Thursday training session with having played the day before? It's tricky. And after the phenomenal win against Concord Rangers, a league tie against the side who are, you know, in the bottom half of the table, it'd be very easy just to be guilty of looking past them perhaps and ahead of what's in store. But they dealt with it very professionally, I thought.
And lifting Totten to third in a it's been a strange period with that many trophy games and a lack of league action. But look, two league games in a row to get that win, lifting them up to third, that's going to be a real confidence booster, isn't it?
It is indeed, and they can go seconds today because one of the sides above them, Scholing, are not playing today. Their game against Plymouth Parkway has been postponed, so an opportunity then to leapfrog a, you know, promotion and local rival, and B, put some pressure on Froome right at the summit of the division.
But there are other games in the league, and we will keep you up to date with the scorelines in those ones as goals go in, and as if there are any red cards, yellow cards. Well, not yellows. It's not worth talking about, but red cards we will. But look, after the game, I had an opportunity to speak to Dan Sackman and Ben Jefford, and here's what they had to say.
Dan Sackman. A 4-1 win. Happy with that?
Very, very happy. Always a challenge after the high of Saturday to then replicate or even try and do one better. But we all understand that this is the more important game, really, and we want to start getting our league form back on track. And I thought the boys handled themselves and this challenge exceptionally well tonight.
I've just said to Jeff that the league position dropped off a bit because of the cup games, and that's just the way it goes. But games in hand, always important, isn't it, to continue that winning run in the league?
It is. Obviously, dropped off because of games in hand, but also because we dropped points at Evesham and then dropped points at Parkway. So we understand that the last month we're not overly happy with in terms of league form. So today's gone a good way to putting that right. And obviously, we've got some huge games coming up in December that could really not make or break the league, but could really tell a tale towards the end of the season. So happy to get the win on the board going into those.
I've got Ben Jefford with me here, captain for the night. Professional performance, 4-1 win. Yes, you'd lost the clean sheet at the end there, but 3 points, happy with that?
Yeah, delighted. You know, after Saturday, all the boys worked their socks off. Come here today, heavy pitch, done exactly the same. Didn't press as much as Saturday, but we didn't need to. Kept it tight. We didn't look like we was going to concede. And obviously the lads just, it's great header from him at the end. But 4-1 is a comfortable result and fully deserved.
And look, a 4-1 victory is going to help the goal difference as well. Looking forward, and of course, looking at the teams above you, because of the cup run, drop down the table a bit, but that's going to help the position, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. We know what we're capable of. You know, you're going to have a couple of games where you're not quite at it, or you don't pick up a win and you pick up a draw, but it's how you react from that. And so far, when we've had a little slip, we've reacted from it. And today, coming here, scoring 4 goals, it's a good night's work.
I think that's a fair assessment from both Dan and from Ben there.
Yeah, nice to see Ben be not so colourful with his language this time.
Yeah, I did have to warn him just before.
They were right, you know, dealt with it very professionally. Never like conceding the late goal. But again, a very strong, solid performance, 4-0, and they bossed the game. And I liked as well that Dan Sackman, you know, obviously they had some games in hand to make up, but they took ownership for the fact that it's not just that, you know. They let it slip through their fingers at Evesham. They weren't at it against Plymouth Parkway. And they took ownership of that, and I like that.
Yeah, no, and I think that you need to do that. You need to put hands up in at this level and say when something's gone wrong. But look, let's look ahead to, well, let's look to now. So we're just outside Bath. We are about, well, we're 50 miles away from Totten here at Plainham, as you noticed earlier, the home of the Larks. And they are somewhat draw specialists. They've lost the same number of games as Totten, just three defeats all season. But they have half the number of wins that Totten have.
It's, I mean, on the one hand, the we're just going to score one more than you is a fun school of football. But it is frustrating when you're getting goals on the board, but you cannot keep it tight at the back because you feel every time you're scoring freely, you should be coming out of those games with wins.
Yeah, and they know that, I think. I think just hearing around the ground, just hearing a few little mentions and whispers of, like, they know they need to keep it tight, but they can also score free-flowingly.
Oh, yes, they can.
And they put 9 past Barnstable, which is as many as anyone else in the season has put through past them. And, of course, today is a dress rehearsal for, in a fortnight's time, the FA Trophy third-round tie. That's going to be ringing in their ears, isn't it?
It's interesting. How close to your chest do you keep your cards? Because on the one hand, it's an important league game, especially if you're pushing for promotion. You can't afford to drop points. But also, if you want to go deep in the FA Trophy, if you show your full hand now, then it allows the opposition to adapt and strategize for the next encounter.
Yeah, definitely. So, look, we also need to mention that actually the club, for the first 50 people that that apply, are putting on free travel for the FA Trophy tie. So if you do want to get up here for that tie and get as big a travelling support as possible, do get in touch with the club as soon as you can.
The emphasis is up there, because we are nicely into the hills surrounding the city. So lovely. It's a beautiful, picturesque location. But we're fortunate enough that the cars are small enough to get up the hill. The coach might not be.
No, the coach might have struggled. But look, we are here. We're ready for a feast of football, hopefully. And look, we've got only a few minutes till kickoff. The teams did go into the changing room a little bit later than we might have expected, so there might be a slight delay, but we'll keep you updated with that. At the moment, there are only just a few subs dotted around on the pitch, but you've kind of hinted on the location here, Benj, but give us a little bit more of a painting in people's heads of what we can see in front of us.
So the pitch is cut into the hill. It's nice and flat. Maybe it had a little bit of wear and tear over the course of the season, but that's to be expected. There's a lining of coniferous trees around two sides of the ground. There's a small stand opposite us on the far side, and we're slightly raised on this side. It's ever so slightly sloping towards the left-hand side, and we've got a slightly raised view over the pitch. As I can see the players now coming down the stairs / the verge onto the pitch, being led out by the refereeing team for today. Just want to give a quick shout-out to everyone listening on our Podbean account as well. Hello, good to have you along with us. Ben Rocky-Adams, who is often doing the match reports for the Long Read, he's out injured this weekend.
He's
going to be listening to Stags Radio. But if you want to keep up with the games, as an addition to listening to us, we are delighted to say that Ollie is back on the Twitter today with his face covered, looking very cold.
He doesn't look warm, does he? But look, let's run through the team. So let's go Larkhall Athletic first. So they've got Sean Semmons in goal, and then their outfielders are Joseph Hillard, Alfie Clark, Dale Evans, Michael Baker is their captain, Daniel Resterick, Alex Lambert, Matthew Britton, Daniel Demkiv, Brad Norris and Jack Cam. On the bench, they've got a 3-strong bench of Harry Simon, Jay Malpass and Tom Warren. But now your AFC Totten lineup, and there is a little bit of change for AFC Totten today because of unavailability. Still keeping his place in goal is Ahmad Skriniars. We've got a back four of Lewis Waterfield at right back. He came on in that position just the other night against Willand. Centre halves of Harry Medway and Callum Bourne and Ben Jefford at left back. A midfield three of Freddie Reed, Jack Hoey and Jordan Ngalo, and a front three of Hisham Kasimu, who will be flanked by Ethan Taylor, and Jordan Reggett comes back into the side. On the bench, we've got Ryan Pennery, Lewis Noyce, who returns to the squad for the first time in, I think it's 9 games, Brett Williams and Shaq Gwengri. Look, there are a few changes. That it's not the most familiar lineup for AFC Totten, but still plenty of strength there.
I think the most notable one is probably Lewis Waterfield in a right back, which is not his natural position. But I know the coaching staff certainly has their faith in him there. They see him as, you know, a smart, intelligent player who presents that kind of versatility, that adaptability that they believe can go well to the role. And Jordan Rigette getting a start for the first time in a few games on that left wing. We know he's got pace to burn, and that is certainly something that I expect them to look to utilise as this game goes on.
Also, good to see Freddie Reid back in the lineup. So look, we are ready to go. Not long away till kickoff at all. The teams are all lined up and the referee's just having his last little counter. Look at his watches. And we are underway here. Totten shooting from left to right in their fluorescent kit in this first half. And an all-blue kit for the home side, Larkhall. I keep saying there's a Larkhill near me.
It's because we go right up the hill, I think, as well to get here. Larkhall
are shooting from right to left. Throw in on the far side for Ben Jefford. That's a huge throw looking for Jack Hoey. And it's a flicked ball there, and it's found the feet of Kasimu. Still got the ball. Taylor plays it through to Kasimu, and Hoey's there, and he's brought down. Kasimu finishes it! A very early goal for Totten, as we are so accustomed to. And I get a point from Dan Sackman there. AFC Totten take the lead. It's Larkhall Athletic 0, AFC Totten 1.
You were having some banter with Sackers before the games. You know, let's get some early goals, as if we haven't had enough of those already. And again, starting on the front foot there, a little bit of interplay around the edge of the area. There were very vociferous appeals for some sort of infringement from the Larkhall players, but the referee didn't see anything wrong with it. And in a crowded penalty area, Kasimu found the space to turn and finish. And a brilliant start here for the Stags.
Straight away, Larkhall trying to respond with a long ball there, and they've won a throw-in on the far side. In the sun, there's not much of a sun covering here on the pitch. And it is a chilly, chilly afternoon here in December. But a nice early goal to warm the cockles. Very strong start from Totten, eh?
Yeah, we've got a very loud support just to our left here. Steve Brookwell, Tony Croft, Sam Davis and Adi Olamiwa are all watching it. And they were in fine voice when that went in.
Strong challenge there down in the right-hand side. And I think it's Lewis Waterfield who's gone down quite heavily. And he's not going to need any treatment from Andrew Hanley. Just seeing an outstretched palm from the referee.
He's just warmed up after that goal because he's taking his base layer off again.
That has not taken long. He gets an early goal and then he takes his base layer off.
Funny how that changes your outlook.
Yeah, definitely. So just a little bit of a stoppage here just to making sure that Lewis Waterfield is okay. Got all the directors and the unavailable Adi Olamiwa up here standing right in front of us, which is great because we can't see, but no, we are all good. Might have to get Sam just to sit down there. But back underway, and Ahmad's got the ball at his feet, passes it out to Harry Medway, captain for today. Long ball looking for Rigette. It's over his head and it will be a throw-in.
Yeah, something that Larkhall do have is they do have height in the defence. So, you know, you think on the one hand, they do have the pace, and it's about in order to try and get that. Those really high hung up balls, you feel the defence probably has a good chance of winning those aerial battles. But if you can keep it on the ground, then catch them on the turn, you know, you're a bit taller, you've got a higher centre of gravity. You don't quite have that speed on the turn and the turning circle that the smaller, nippier players might.
Harry Medway wins the header, and then the second ball come. It was a clearance from Waterfield, but I thought it had come off a Larkhall player, but it will be a Larkhall throw on the far side.
One of the risks with playing on a pitch which is cut into the hill like this is that if a ball lands the wrong way, you're not going to be seeing that for a while.
No, yeah, there's a big drop off behind Aman's goal and to the far side as we look at it. The car park is off to the right hand side as we look, so that's less of an issue. But the throw in taken, and it's found the feet of Norris. It's played back, and many, many Totten players around the ball, flooding to try and win that ball back. Cross comes in. There's a chance there, and there's a call for a penalty. A foul on Demkiv. And nothing given. I think it was against Callum Bourne. But no, nothing given there, and there's a strong wave away from the referee.
Yeah, referee did not look interested. Clearly thought that the ball was one cleanly and fairly.
That was a good hooked ball over his head from Ethan Taylor there, looking for Kasimu, forcing the defence of Lark Hall to clear. And now a back heel comes off Waterfield, and it will be a throw-in just in front of us.
Hello to everyone enjoying that early goal on the pod. Being Chris Marshall as well, keeping an eye on one of the other fixtures in the league. Fancies Evesham to take some points at home to Froome today.
That would be lovely. We would be warmly appreciative of that. And a speculative long ball is watched out by Skriniars, and it will be a goal kick. And I can see that the Southern League have already registered that first minute goal for Hisham Kasimu. If you are just joining us a few minutes late, you've already missed an early goal. I've said it so many times this season. You've got to be here for kickoff. You've got to be here for kickoff. Larkhall Athletic 0, AFC Tottenham 1. Early stages here. 5 minutes gone. And Larkhall have come back into it in the last few minutes, but not really doing anything of note.
No, they're having the ball in good areas without any real quality or threat from the delivery so far. I think for Tottenham, they want to play this game on the front foot to take that pressure off a slightly makeshift defence.
Yeah, you could say that. I think Callum Bourne has played a lot of football this year. So he will feel comfortable. He has played centre-half. He played quite a lot of centre-half in pre-season as Demkiv plays the ball back, and it's just behind Dale Evans there, and now Tottenham are able to come away with it. Taylor gives it back to Waterfield. Opportunity to hook the ball here, and it's I thought it was going to find its way to Jordan Ngalo, but it doesn't. A diving header there from Cam in the centre of midfield for Larkhall means that they can keep hold of the ball, and it's just run out of play there by Lambert on the far side, and it'll be a throw-in for Ben Jefford.
Yeah, good intervention there, just getting a little foot in there to buy the throw-in off the off his opposite number. Just the full slate of games we've got in the Southern League South today. Bristol Manor Farm are at home to Slimbridge. Highworth at home to Lymington. Evesham, as we mentioned earlier, at home versus table-topping Froome Town. We've got Biddeford at home to Melksham. Willand Rovers at Cinderford Town. Mangotsfield versus Barnstable. And Poulton Rovers are up against Winchester in another game that has potential playoff implications. Plymouth Parkway versus Scholing has been postponed.
So presumably that's the only one that's off. Apart from that, it's a full fixture list.
I believe so, yes.
Thank you for that, Benj. And Benj will be keeping up to date, as will Ollie, sitting next to me on my right-hand side. I'm the piggy in the middle, actually, today. So we shall see. We're just getting a few little mints handed out by Steve Brookwell. His pockets are full of sweet things. It's we had a few Cadbury's,
delicious
chocolate varieties are available, but we had some button-shaped chocolates that were given to us.
I think you've hit that well. Do you want an early goal update?
Go on, hit me.
Mangotsfield are 1-0 up at home to Barnstable, coming through Kai Simpson.
And in other news, the Pope's Catholic. Still playing here. Larkhall with the ball here. Dale Evans loses the ball, and Reggett plays it inside to Reed. And then Ngalo now looking for the longer ball here. And Taylor's in a bit of space here. He's in the box. He puts the ball across, and it's come off the post. It came off the defender's shin, and it's hit the post at some pace. That is very unlucky there.
An audacious attempt there from Ethan Taylor, I believe, is the preferred nomenclature for it, because he just tried to catch the keeper off his line, just dink it over the top, and he came very, very close to doubling the Stags' lead.
I think it was a cross on his weaker right foot, but he, that deflection nearly sent it over the top of Semmons in the Larkhall goal, and that would have been an unfortunate goal for Larkhall, but we would have been giving rapturous applause to that.
Yeah, I don't think Ethan Taylor would have minded.
Not in the slightest. Long ball played down the left-hand side here, and there was a bit of a scrap there between Norris and Bourne. That'll be an interesting battle. Similar stature, maybe a little bit more of a physical presence there in Norris.
Yeah, with Olamiwa and Zuba both unavailable today, you are giving up a bit of hide in the centre of defence, so
That was a sensible header back from Medway into the feet of Skriniars. Gets a round of applause from Skriniars for that. That's very composed defence, that. And now Medway picks out Ethan Taylor. Ethan Taylor has been very, very busy so far in this game. 9 minutes played here, and it's Larkhall Athletic 0, AFC Tottenham 1. Superb ball there from Bourne. Picking out Raggett. Being encouraged to run at the defender here. Raggett plays the ball in, and it's straight into the hands of Semmons, but it wasn't a million miles over the head of Kasimu.
Yeah, looking for that near post run from Hish. The connection was there, just couldn't quite get it low enough. However, first signs we've really seen of Reguette given that license to attack the defence. And there is another early goal to tell you about. It's come at Poulton Rovers. But for the away side, Winchester City have taken the lead through Craig Feeney. They are 1-0 up.
Craig Feeney, who started the season here at AFC Tottenham. That's a great ball there from Taylor to Hoey. And the first time ball curling out towards Reguette there from Hoey. It was the right idea, but it found the feet of the defender for Lark Hall. That's another little let off there. And potential foul there on Reguette, but no, nothing given by the ref. A shake of the head. Medway gives it to Reed. And Jefford now looking down the line for Kasimu. But it's cleared away by Resterick. And a free kick is given against Freddie Reed. And it will be about 5 yards inside the Tottenham half.
Just a little push in the back there. Nothing too strenuous, but the referee keen to put a stop to it.
It's taken quickly. Demkiv just looking for a shot, a shooting opportunity. And there were four Tottenham players around him there. And it's a good clearance by Lewis Waterfield. But they've won the ball back. And it's the captain with a shot from distance there. And that is an absolute pile driver. It's gone a long way over the bar. But I tell you what, Michael Baker showing early that he's not afraid to shoot from distance.
No, he can hit them. It's a cliche, but when he hits them, they stay hit as well.
Yeah, I think the technical term is that was lamped.
Yes.
He absolutely lamped that ball. But
all the power and not quite the accuracy there. But from set-piece situations as well, he is also one of those potential set piece takers. Tottenham defended in numbers there. There's a couple of times you've seen Larkle try and take those quick throw-ins, those quick free kicks, catch the Tottenham defence napping, but they fully committed to coming back and defending in numbers.
Medway tries to clear it. Comes off a defender, but it comes off a Larkle player, sorry, and Reed is able to give it to Hoey. Hoey looking for Taylor, and Semmons has come out with the chest outside of his area, and he's cleared it long. He's done well there. That is a fair play to him. A little push there from Waterfield on Demkiv, but Demkiv has gone down and it will be a free kick.
Again, the referee shaking his head, just letting them know that that's not the sort of contact that he's going to allowed to pass this game.
Now onto this left-hand side, Matthew Britton. Clipped ball looking for Norris. Norris just looking for that shooting opportunity. He was met by Bourne. Demkiv has a shot on goal and it's straight into the palms of Skriniars.
Yeah, Norris only come back to the club in midweek, so his first game back as a member of the Larks, and then just backing up against Callum Bourne, brought the ball down well, tried to bring his teammates into play, but the shot from range was soft and straight at Skriniars.
Straight into the bread basket, that one. Yeah, little mention for the kit that Skriniars is wearing. Not wearing his purple kit that he tried on the other night. He's wearing his burnt orange, which is nice to see. And then we've got a bright green with black shoulders down the other end. It is bright, isn't it? Both those and the Tottenham away kit that's been fashioned today. Long ball there from Bourne, straight onto the head of Green. Baker, sorry. And now Hoey wins that ball, looking for Reguette, but it's cleared away.
Yeah, as soon as Hoey had it, Reguette was screaming for it. Again, the more you can get him involved early, you build his confidence after a bit of a spell on the sidelines, and he will cause problems for the defence. I guarantee you that.
Lambert on the right-hand side plays it back to Hillard, who has added a couple of goals to his game from right back recently. And there's a shot from distance there. And Skriniars just lets it bounce off his chest and is able to take his sweet time with it. I think it was the shot from Matthew Britton there.
Yeah, you can say it was maybe not taking some entirely true bounces off the pitch. Another early goal to tell you about as well that's come at Highworth Town. They've taken the lead against Lymington 1-0 through Robert Dean.
That's a late challenge there from Jack Cam on right over the toes of Jordan Reguette there. And it's the referee was straight on the scene, surrounded by a number of Lark Hall players, but it will be a free kick to Tottenham. They're not happy with the giving of that free kick, but I don't see anything wrong with that at all.
I thought for a moment he's going to reach into his pocket as well, but he's kept his cards to himself on this occasion.
So it will be Ben Jefford. Literally the only part of the pitch now that he has his sun in his eyes. Clipped ball. Bourne was underneath it, but the keeper comes and collects it, and Semmons is looking to distribute quickly, but it's come straight out into touch, and it is now a throw-in for Waterfield.
Yeah, good, strong goalkeeping there, claiming the ball nice and early, communicating with his defenders that the ball was his, but yeah, poor distribution has given the ball straight back to the Stags.
It's a strong header there by Baker, and it will be a throw-in. Mentioned for Ollie Taylor, who is our referee today, his assistants, Jack Woolley and Lucas Bomila. Jack Hoey loses that ball, though. But N'Golo wins the ball back, as we see so often.
Yeah, we've seen Reggett play as a wing-back earlier in the season, and that time he showed that while he's pushed further up the pitch today, he can make those tackles.
And that clearance goes straight out, and it's actually stuck in a tree, but not for long because of that breeze, and it will be a Totten throw on the far side. Two balls on the pitch at the moment. So we're just waiting for the second ball to be cleared straight towards the VO.
There's been another goal at Mangotsfield, and it's come for the visitors. Barnstable Town have equalised 1-1 thanks to Ryan Keats.
Interesting. It's still Barnstable looking for their first points of the season. Difficult time for them, but N'Golo is driving down the line. Kasimu plays it back to Hoey, and it's just over the bar. There's a great chance there. N'Golo driving down the left wing, plays it in. Kasimu unselfishly gives the ball back, sets it on a plate for Jack Hoey, and that's gone quite a way over from that distance.
Yeah, his shot on the edge of the area, maybe leaning back slightly, just couldn't quite stay over the ball, keep it low, skied it slightly over the bar. Brilliant run from N'Golo into space, right down to that touchline. Played it into Hish. Because he's got his back to goal there, he's, as well as having to turn, he sees that Hoey's in space for the layoff, just couldn't quite hit the target with his shot. But good play there from Totten.
Little push there, claimed by Medway. Thought Norris had given him a bit of pressure in the back there, but it will be a throw-in to Larkhall. Nothing called up there by the referee. And it will be their right back, Joseph Hillard. And high ball there, and Bourne's underneath it, and it will be a goal kick.
Yeah, good goalkeeping there. Good goalkeeping, good defending even. Just shielding the attacker away. They were appealing that it might have clipped Bourne on the way through, but it had not. And yeah, just using, he's not the most physical of defenders necessarily, but just using his body positioning and presence well there to shepherd the ball behind.
It's important for us to mention that actually Larkhall have lost one of their main attacking threats, if not the most attacking threat this week, with Lewis Powell leaving the club for Merthyrtown in the Premier Division South, so moving up a league. He was their top scorer last season. Of course, the curtailed season, he scored 8 there. But he's also the 2-time Division 1 South Golden Boot winner. So that is a lot of goals that they are missing out on.
Yeah, that's why they've brought Ben Norris back to the club to try and replicate that goal-scoring threat. Obviously, it's a tricky task, but if he could get on the board early, that would really help to propel Larkhall up the table.
And he's on the ball as we speak here. On the far side is Norris. And he's won the ball back again there, and it's come off Ben Jefford's back, and it's cleared long, looking for Kasimu. It's at the feet of Baker, but Kasimu's not able to win that. Semmons gives it out to Clark. First mention for him today, Alfie Clark, in the left-back position. Little flicked header there, and Waterfield stays alert to it, and Callum Bourne is able to clear it away. That's good composed defence there from Waterfield. That'll really help him. And then there's a foul. It looked like it was going to be a foul on Ethan Taylor right on the touchline here.
Yeah, I thought he had Taylor in a little bit of an armbar, but the officials didn't see anything, and it did come off Taylor's head before it went out, so the throw in went Larkhall's way. Also, I like that from Waterfield. Obviously, you want to, you know, you as a defender, you have to get stuck in. But if you can read the game well, you can anticipate, then you can get yourself in the right position to not even having to make those last-ditch tackles.
That long ball there from Larkhall just finds the feet of Jefford, and Totten have the ball back here. Jack Hoey, clip ball over the top, looking for Reggett. And Larkhall's defender, Resterick, is able to see it out off Reggett and wins the throw in there. So it will be Hillard to take that throw, who scored in the 3-3 draw with Evesham here last week. Reggett with the header.
What is it about Evesham and 3-3 draws?
I know, they love it. To be fair, they're as much a draw specialist as Lark Hall are. The player goes down there and it free kick given against Kasimu. A little wry smile there at the referee, shake of the head, but it's going to be a free kick to be taken by Semmons. Given to Michael Baker, the club captain. He's the only player to have started every game this season so far for Lark Hall. Shows the amount of the diversity of player that they've had to use.
Yeah, on the one hand, it's nice to have a deep squad, but on the other hand, you would ideally probably have a lot of your starting 11 nail down their spots, and you, especially at the back, you want that regularity in defence. Another goal to tell you about, by the way, another equaliser. This one's come at Highworth Town. Oliver Dennett has levelled from the penalty spot, so that is now Highworth 1, Livingston 1.
Yeah, lots of early goals in the Southern Football League Division 1 South. Good physicality there by Jordan Ngalo. Can he get rid of the ball? He can, but it's not going to be able to find Taylor, and it will be a throw-in on this near side. Samuel Crum, who is now that Lewis Powell has left the club, Samuel Crum, who is the top scorer for them in the league, is unavailable today, not in the squad. So lots and lots of goals missing from the team. There's a cross here into the box for Lark Hall, headed out by Reed. Chance to shoot from distance here. He's skipping round players, but it's not dealt with by him, and it's cleared away by Jack Hoey. I think it was Matthew Britton who was skipping past Tottenham players, but not able to win that ball there. Taylor does, though, and Bourne is able to clear, looking for Kasimu, and Kasimu's chasing it down, and he's won the ball away from Simmons, but it's kicked against Simmons, and they've got very lucky there.
Just didn't quite break for Kasimu. Again, they're looking first ball out. If they can get it long for Hish to chase down, they know that pace is going to be a threat.
And also, it's becoming a bit of a regular theme as we just break to this clearance here from headed clearance there by Waterfield. 10 men behind the ball for Tottenham at the moment. Cam puts the ball high into the box, and Skriniar comes and collects it with ease.
Strong goalkeeping. You know he's not afraid to shout at his defence if he needs to, and he gave them a nice early shout there. Tottenham, I think they can keep the ball a little bit better. Just take, again, they're facing a few waves of pressure, and while there's no real end point at the moment, they need to, if you just keep the ball a little bit longer, again, just take some of the air out of Lark Hall's sails.
Yeah, but at the moment, Reggett and Taylor having to come quite deep in order to stay defensively minded as a team, trying to keep hold of that early lead that they got through Hisham Kasimu in the first minute, and that header's come off Waterfield, and it will be a corner ball to Lark Hall.
You can see that they're getting some of their larger bodies into the box here to provide that aerial threat from the set piece.
Yeah, seeing Hillard and Baker coming up from the back there. Two big stocky frames, much taller than the defensive players of Tottenham. You can see that they're alert to that, though. Jack Hoey's over there. Harry Medway.
The referee's just blown his whistle, I think. So maybe he's seen a little bit of...
I think there was a push. Sorry to interrupt there. I think there was a push from Baker, and I think it made connection with Harry Medway's face. But the corner is ready to be played in here. It's driven in, and it's flicked off ahead there. I think it was Norris, but it's gone out for a goal kick. And that's a let off for Tottenham.
Yeah, dangerous that. Not probably in the six-yard area, close to it, but with a crowd of bodies there, Skriniar didn't necessarily feel he could come and claim the ball, and the header was just didn't really have the direction on it. But again, Lark Hall, they're pushing now at the moment. You have to say they're on top in this game.
Yeah, got to say, it's been a bit of a difficult period of the game for Hisham Kasimu because of the fact that he scored that early goal, but now he's been a little bit isolated up front. That was his 16th goal of the season in all competitions.
Not bad.
And that's a great return considering it's only December. Ethan Taylor has also got 13 and Brett Williams 11. But look, that's a lot of goals for Tottenham.
Yeah, they've not necessarily been short of goal scoring form. It's just occasionally they've had these lapses at the back, and it will happen sometimes. You just want to make sure that you've built up that cushion so that when it does happen, A, you're not punished, and B, if you are, well, you've still got a bit of breathing space.
Jordan Reggett persistent there against Hillard, unable to get the ball out of danger, and it will be a throw-in for Hillard. Long throw there, flicks off the head of Reggett. Jefford not able to deal with it. Clip ball over the top here. Demkiv onto the right-hand side, looking to fashion a way to cross it. Demkiv does try and get the cross in, but it comes off either Medway or Raguet. Can't see from this distance, but it will be a throw-in.
Throw-in right by the corner flag. Another goal at Mangotsfield. They've taken the lead again, thanks to Daniel McBeam.
Oh, end-to-end stuff there at Mangotsfield. And it's just being asked who they're playing.
Barnstable.
They are indeed. So, throw-in here for Hillard. Opportunity to get the ball into the box. Four men in the box for Larkhall. Plays it to a player who's outside the box. And that will be offside there. The header from Hillard. Looking for Lambert, but you're just straight in an offside position.
Yeah, it's sloppy that really, to be honest. You need to make sure that you're checking along the lines, got that peripheral vision to keep yourself on. And then the ball's too much in the air with these big physical defensive presences for Larkhall. You know, you want to catch them on the turn. You want to catch them with those through balls to feet rather than perhaps in the air. And if it is going to be aerial, don't hang the ball up. You've got to be more deliberate with your delivery.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. But only got 20 minutes left of this first half. So 25 minutes gone here. And who would you say has been on top so far?
I think Larkhall is certainly having a lot more of the ball now. They're beginning to get into some dangerous positions again without testing Skriniar's too much so far. But it's goals that win games, and the only one has gone Totten's way.
Correct. That attempted ball from Britton. There's a little bit of a slip there from Taylor, and Bourne's going to have to work here, and he does really, really well. That's excellent defensive play to run out from the back and clear that ball long. But Larkhall swallow it up, and they're able to keep hold of the ball. Resterick plays forward for Lambert. Lambert cuts inside of Jefford, cuts inside of Hoey, looking inside here. And there's a clip there in the attack, but they play on. Advantage played, and it's cleared away. They don't use anything with it with that advantage, and Kasimu tries to get that first ball, but it bounces under his toe, and they play it back to Semmons. Sean Semmons there in the goal for Larkhall.
Yeah, they've just dropped back a little bit more. The energy levels feel like they've dipped for Totten. They need to pick that back up, find something that they can be that energising presence and build from it.
And Carlo with a physical battle against Britton there. Demkiv looking for the cross, and Jefford clears it. But there's an opportunity there, and it's high, and it is into the hands of Skriniar. He palms it away, but it is an offside flag, which that's lucky for Skriniar there.
Yeah, didn't gather it cleanly. There was a little bit of pressure from a Larkhall attacker, but who'd come from an offside position. Yeah, they're showing Larkhall a bit too much respect, I think. They need to, you know, get the ball down and be at them a bit more, I think.
Yeah, you can see Lewis Waterfield having a chat with Dan Sackman here on the right-hand side, just getting Sackman getting a thumbs up in response to whatever feedback he's just provided there. We've got a bonus ball coming over towards us. We've got Adi Olamiwa, who's going to be joining us shortly. We'll get a little bit of insight from him very shortly. If you just bear with us, we will have a little chat with him. As the ball played forward, there's a good header from Harry Medway. Hooked ball away from Freddie Reed. And now Ngalo's got a little bit of space if he can win that ball. He does temporarily, but he's lost it now. Ball over the top, and Bourne deals with it. Gives it to Reed. Reed to Ngalo. Ngalo looking to turn, uses physicality. And there's a free kick there. Free kick there. And now, Addy, give us a little bit of feedback. It's not been the easiest of starts for Totten so far.
No, it's not been the best start from our spot. Obviously, we're struggling to get the ball out to Ish. He's playing up top by himself. I think we've just got to get the ball down and play. I think that's the only way we can threat them at the back.
Yeah, and it's not quite as physical a defensive line as we're used to seeing. And that is going to be difficult at set pieces like this. Long ball played into the box there, looking for Baker at the back post. And there's a free shot on goal there from Norris. And it's into the hands of Skriniars.
Yeah, nice set piece routine towards the back stick. Directed header into the box. And Norris, good side of goal there, but not enough power or accuracy on it, really. Comfortable for Skriniars. Should definitely have tested the Totten keeper a lot more there.
And yeah, it's going to be a difficult day, isn't it, Addy, for Hish if it continues in this same vein?
Yeah, we just got to get bodies around him. I think he knows he can press the centre half when they have a bad touch or a bad header. But I think we just got to get Reguet, Lewis and Jack Harry around him so we can feed off the second balls.
Yeah, and we've got N'Golo here feeding off a second ball here. And he's got two players around him and they win the ball back. And Britton plays a long floated ball over to the far side with Lambert. Lambert attacking Jefford, cutting inside and outside. Still on the ball is Lambert. Plays it back to Hillard. Reguet comes to meet him and he has to play the ball back here. Britton. His ball is not into the right area and Jack Hurry is able to clear. Now, Taylor. Oh, the ball just gets slipped under his toe. Reed makes a fair challenge. And it is a handball there because it's a fair challenge from Reed and the player dives on the ball and it will be a free kick to Totten.
Yeah, brilliant sliding challenge. Nicks the ball cleanly despite what Lark Hall thought and the fact that when he went to ground, he picked the ball up, almost expecting the free kick to be given. Referee was not having any of that. A couple of other goals to tell you about around the league. Jay Malshansky has given Melksham the lead at Biddeford. Lymington have now come from behind and they are in front 2-1 at Highworth thanks to Stephen Walker. And a big goal at Evesham. Kane Simpson has put Froome Town 1-0 up.
Kane Simpson, who has scored quite a few for Froome this season so far. The table toppers as it stands ahead at Evesham. Evesham. Throw in there. Comes off Waterfield's head. Now Totten have an opportunity here. Hoey breaks away from a challenge. Plays in Taylor. Oh, and that's good defensive work there from Resterick coming across and nipping the ball away from him.
Taylor's touch was ever slightly too heavy and it just left the door ajar for the ball to be nicked away.
Dan Sackman absolutely fuming that nobody's going to get that ball. Nobody closing down that ball. That's a long throw in, looking down the line here, head inside from Waterfield, and Medway just clears the danger away.
In the win against Concord and midweek against Willand as well, Totten pressed really well. They picked their opportunities and they put the defence under the pump slightly, but we haven't seen that too much this game.
Clark gives the ball back to Captain Baker. Baker looking for a low ball into the midfield. And it's actually gone to Norris. Norris gives it to Demkiv and it just bounces off his toe and it will run through to Skriniar's. No harm done there.
It's lively. It's very lively.
And there's a goal at St Mary's and Saints have taken a 1-0 lead at home to Brighton. And Jordan Reguet has gone down very heavily here under a challenge. And it will be a free kick to Totten in the left back position. And I think this might be the first name into the book.
A couple more goals to tell you about. Thomas Barth, who scored that late goal for Willand in midweek, has put them 1-0 up. And another big goal at Evesham. Ooh. Callum Ebanks has equalised. They are now 1-1. And they're also making an early substitution, Evesham, with Ryan Paddock replaced by Lorcan Sheehan.
So that is interesting. Only had the lead for 3 minutes, did the table toppers. And now they are level. So work to do for Froome. So the referee's just having a little chat here with Michael Baker. A little bit of repercussions after that nasty challenge on Jordan Reguet. It looks like he's going to be able to continue. Did go down quite heavily, but a hardy player is Jordan Reguet.
Hearing that we might have dropped sound for a little bit there. Let us know if we're still there. Apparently, Lewis Powell always used to score against Totten, so it's good that he's moved on to a higher division now. Sean, who is obviously you will know is doing all the match day announcements in the media. Ben, that might be you because Brenda thinks then Brenda thinks she can hear us.
Yeah. So yeah, do let us know if you are listening in. There are plenty of you in there, so do let us know if you can hear us. And if you've missed any of the coverage so far, we do apologise. And if you are just joining us, it's Larkhall Athletic 0, AFC Totten 1, a very early goal from Hisham Kasimu, but now there's a hefty challenge there by Waterfield and he's not able to collect the ball. Larkhall, chance here for Demkiv. Can he get a shooting opportunity? He can't. He slides and Taylor runs the ball, gives the ball away to N'Golo. N'Golo with the long ball, but that's gone out for a throw-in. But yet another chance here for Demkiv to get a shot on goal.
Yeah, and I love the fact that eventually he was crowded out of it, but very, very risky. They're sowing a lot more cut and thrust downfield now. And it really, you feel like they should have tested Skriniar's more.
But Ethan Taylor having to do his defensive dirty work, that says everything about the way the game is going. Hish wins that header, but it can't get to Raguette. The defensive Lark Hall get there just before him. Jefford with the header. Hillard. Loose touch there, and now Raguette trying to win that ball. Hoey does, though. And a chance here in the middle of midfield on the far side there, and it will be a Tottenham throw.
It feels like those deflections and the second balls, they just haven't quite broken Tottenham's way. And on the one hand, you feel like it might not go, you know, at some point that'll flip ever so slightly. But you need to make sure that you're in a position to win those knockdowns.
Yeah. Hoey flicks the ball on. And Raguette is challenged there, and it thunders off the advertising hoardings on the far side there. I'm glad it hit the hoardings, because if not, it was going into the back of beyond. It looks like quite a big drop-off from here, doesn't it?
I'll be honest, I'm glad we're on this side.
Yeah, we couldn't get power on the far side. Jefford with the throw-in, ball above his head at the moment on the far side, about 20 yards away from the corner flag. On that left-hand side, but a ball back to back to N'Golo. Shooting opportunity there, but it's cleared away. Not enough power on that shot. N'Golo wins the header, though. Jefford and Hoey both go for it. Hoey driving into the box here, and that's good defending there by Hillard, and he's able to clear the ball away, but it will be... Oh, no, it has come off him, and it will be a throw-in to Lark Hall.
Yeah, putting them under a bit of pressure there. That's what we haven't seen so much. When the ball's in the air, we're not just winning the first header, perhaps, but, you know, winning the second headers as well, bringing the ball down and then bringing it back into play.
So 9 minutes left of this first half. Lark Hall Athletic 0, AFC Tottenham 1. If you are just joining us, a very early Hisham Kassimu goal within the first minute. There were claims for a penalty in the lead up to that goal, but it was tucked away by Kassimu. And no need for the penalty to be given. Jefford under a bit of pressure here. And it's cleared long by Medway, but it's way too straight, and it's straight down the throat of Semmons.
Brenda's right across the results in the Southern League, because she's pointed out that Froome are back in front of Evesham. Kane Simpson with his second of the day has put them 2-1 up. Surely not another 3-3 draw at Evesham.
It's on its way. Skriniars slides in to clear that ball, try and save a corner ball, and it will be a throw-in.
A couple of gossip about Willand Rovers as well. Jack Freeman equalised for Cinderford before Benjamin Griffiths put Rovers back in the lead, so they're 2-1 up.
And Benjamin Griffiths has been on great form, goal-scoring form recently for Willand.
Was a bit of a surprise not to see him start in midweek.
Yeah, very true. I can only imagine he was carrying a bit of a knock. He did come on, and that ball has gone out of play, and it will be a throw-in. Taylor thought about taking it quickly, but he's going to leave it for Lewis Waterfield.
Yeah, just take the time.
And we've already had the attendance confirmed here at Plainham, and it is 155. Not the biggest audience that Tottenham have played in front of this season, but still a good travelling support here. And that long ball over the top is going to need to be dealt with by the defence of Lark Hall, and it is, because Hisham Kassimu was at full tilt there.
But credit the defender, calm, under pressure, just nodded it back to his goalkeeper.
Hillard with the ball over the top there. Lambert. A bit lucky to make it to Lambert, but it gets back to Hillard now. Has Cam inside him, but he's going to launch the ball into the box. And it's straight into the punch of Skriniars.
Yeah, I thought he was going to catch it, but maybe he decided that it was maybe too far out in front. Instead, gets a firm fist through the ball.
Baker. Out to Clark in this left-back position. Cuts inside. He's got options there, and Taylor can't quite win that ball. So Lark will still have it. Clark with the ball into the box. There is a player there, and Jefford is just run into pretty much there.
Yeah, Jefford.
Harry Medway just flashing the shoulder, the elbow at the referee. But yeah, it will be a free kick to Tottenham.
Yeah, Jefford went up nice and early, won the header, and then, yeah, definitely got the late contact from Lambert.
Addy, as a defender, you'll be able to give us some input on that. Can Jefford feel that there's a player coming? Is he looking for that, or is that going to be something that he just knows that he's going to get that contact?
It's more of a fact that he's got to open up his body and see ball and man at all times, and he's just got to make the first contact no matter what. Even if there's no one behind him, he's got to make the first contact. But luckily, the guy was behind him, and he elbowed him in the back.
Yeah, so it's a clear free kick, but it was an opportunity for Tottenham to get the ball away. Back playing now, and that is a header. And there's a bit of an opportunity here for Demkiv. Looking for a shooting opportunity. He does, but it comes off the back of Freddie Reed. Cam with the ball here. With his long hair tied up into a ponytail. Ball into the box there, and there's a header for Norris. Reed's going to need to clear it. Comes off Demkiv, and it's into the hands of Skriniars.
I wonder if they're just trying to be a bit too intricate on the edge of the box. Demkiv, I think, especially a couple of times, has taken a couple more touches than he needs to, and he's given the opportunity for the Tottenham defence to come and close the door.
I tell you what, look, I feel very comfortable when the ball's in the air underneath Lewis Noyce, but I feel even more comfortable when it's in the air underneath Skriniars. It's he's a very dominating, powerful, strong goalkeeper, isn't he?
Yeah, he's not afraid to put his name on it loud and clear.
That long ball looking for Casemiro again. He can't win the header, but N'Golo wins the second ball. Doesn't make it to Reguette, though. Now Bourne's going to have to do some defensive dirty work. Thought it was going to roll out of play, but he hooks it down the line. Baker's there yet again. Very persistent defending there. Jefford picks out Reguette. Reguette leaves it to dummy it and try and win that ball. But it's good from Hillard. But it's the right idea there from Jordan Reguette.
Yeah, he's letting the ball run so he can try and use his pace to burn past the opposition. But that time, just the sideline, I think, closed him down a little bit.
Kasimu having to work really hard to chase down these defensive passes for Larkhall. Seeing Britton coming very deep to come and collect that ball for Larkhall. And now a bit of a roaming forward there for Resterick, but they've won the ball back in the midfield there, and it's a little kick in the heel there for N'Golo, and that's a painful one on the Achilles there.
Yeah, he's just gone to ground onto his haunches a little bit just to get a bit of air back. You can see the referee saying that he was just clipped from behind, and we haven't seen enough of that as well. Getting the ball down in the middle and using that close control perhaps to buy a free kick.
Addy, we've seen some really, really good football from Jordan N'Golo. Have we seen him at full tilt yet?
No. I have to be honest. No, we haven't seen him at full tilt yet. I think Jordan can go all the way to the Football League. He just needs to get his mentality right. And I think he's getting that now. The more games he plays, the more confidence he gets. And Jordan's a ball-playing midfielder. He just needs to get the ball to his feet like he did there in the last 25 minutes. He drives forward. That's what he's good at.
And not to use too much of a footballing cliche, but for a big guy, he's got great feet.
yeah, his feet is outstanding. His feet is so quick.
As there's a hefty challenge there on, I think it's Jefford. And the referee's straight on the scene there. And I think he's going to his pocket.
Yeah, it was very much a foot-first lunge towards the ball. Was the fact that the referee seems to be going to his pocket is not a surprise to me.
Yeah, a number of Larkhall players around the incident. Referee calling somebody over.
Andrew Hanley, wearing his blue Tottenham beanie, has made his way over to the far side of the pitch.
He doesn't wear his red cap anymore because of the banter that we gave him about it.
Also because it's winter and it's cold.
Very true. Fair point. Yeah, fair point. So I don't think...
I didn't actually see...
No, he definitely went to his pocket. I'm not sure if the booking was shown. I'm not sure if anyone else has seen it. Was the booking shown? I don't think a booking was shown there, was it? No, I think it's just the free kick that's been given, but I can imagine that's going to be a last warning there. But Jefford's still down.
Yep.
He's received a bit of treatment, but he's back on his feet now.
Floodlights beginning to flicker on, and there's a goal at Poulton Rovers. Robert Flukes has put Winchester 2-0 to the good now.
That's a great name, don't you think?
Flukes.
Flukes.
Yeah, it's nice.
I wonder if it was an intentional goal or whether he just fluked it in.
Not even that.
Sorry. I do apologise. Back here at Larkhall. Stop laughing at me, Addy. Freddie Reed.
He's laughing with you, not at you.
Freddie Reed is going to swing this ball into the box. It's a high ball, and it was over the head of Hoey, and Semmons collects it. It's a straight away looking long.
First set piece I think Tom maybe have had all game, and it's a shame that it just came to nothing.
Not miles away from the intended target, though. Reguette tries to run the ball out of play, but he's lost the ball here, and that's great defensive work there by Jefford. And now Kasimu collects that clearance. Straight away has two men around him. Thought there was a foul there, but Hoey gives it out to Reguette. Reguette looking to drive at the defence now. Tries to get it past one player, but he can't keep hold of the ball, and Cam slips as he clears. And now Jefford looking for his options going forward. Ball nicked off him. Ngalo having to clear up the mess, though. And now it's cleared away by Hillard. And it's just getting a little bit messy here, Benj.
Just slightly lackadaisical there from Jeff. And I don't think he knew the pressure was as close as it was. Could have done with a man on shout, but...
That's good interplay though there. Jefford to Hoey to Reggett. Hoey with the ball over the top and Kasima was just on his heels, but Ngalo still chasing it and that long clearance only finds Bourne. Headed high into the air here over the Bath countryside. Taylor just, every single time that an attacking player gets on the ball, they've got two or three men around them.
According to Sean on the Podbean, Flukes used to play for us 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh. So it's no fluke that I knew about him. And now this ball from Reed. Taylor's got an opportunity down this right-hand side. Can he cut inside and get a shooting opportunity? Clips it over the top. He's keeping hold of the ball. He plays it inside. And Hisham Kasimu doubles Tottenham's lead against the run of play and makes it Larkhall 0, AFC Tottenham 2.
Larkhall had an awful lot of the ball in this first half, but never really looked incredibly threatening. And that was a proper smash and grab first ball. Performance here from the Stags, scoring in the first minute and scoring in the last with the stoppages due to go up any second now. Reed got the ball down, played in Taylor, tried to take it past the defenders, didn't do so quite cleanly, but it just broke his way on the byline, stabbed it into the middle of the box, and with a maelstrom of bodies in there, Kasimu just gets enough of a touch to poke it into the back of the net. And Kasimu, he's back in goal scoring form, and the league better watch out, and the Stags are 2-0 up a lead, which maybe on the balance of possession they haven't deserved, but the only number that counts is the scoreboard.
Exactly that, and it got a round of applause from Adi Olamiwa here, sitting next to us. Adi, a second goal for Kasimu, that's going to do him the world of good, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you got to give credit to Freddie Reed for winning the second ball. Like we said, today's all about winning the second ball, and Freddie did that really well and played it to Ethan, and Ethan got into the box, and what a shout out from Isham as well. To get in front of the two defenders and score.
And as Benji said, it is dangerous for the league now. Now Kasimi's back in the goals, 4 in 2 games. They've got to watch out, these defenders.
Yeah, Isham's just going to get better and better. And the more goals he gets, the more confident he gets. And the more he'll start to take shots from distance and start scoring.
And there is half time. It's Larkhall Athletic 0, AFC Tottenham 2, a goal in the first minute and a goal in the 45th minute. Perfect times to score, and Tottenham take a 2-0 lead in at half time. Benji, well, as we said, in terms of possession against the run of play, but persistence from Taylor in with that second goal. And look, these early goals and late goals mean such a lot because of the fact that it changes the team talk completely.
Yeah, obviously you always want to go out and get on the front foot early, change the nature of the game. The Stags did that through the first minute goal, and then they weathered the storm. You know, again, a lot of possession, a lot of attacking from Larkhall, but just lacking that composure in front of goal, lacking the cutting edge that they would have needed to break the to bring it back level. And then late on, this is why winning the second ball is important, as we saw there from Freddie Reed, because the defenders, they're a bit more out of position. They're going one way. They're in a different phase of the game. And that means that you can spring those traps through the lines. Reed got the ball down, played it to Taylor. Maybe he was a bit fortuitous with the way the ball ran, but the harder you practice, the luckier you get. He stayed with it and on the touchline, poked it in. And you love that desire from Kasimu. There's just the want to beat the defenders to the ball, get it in the back of the net, and a proper smash and grab from the Stags. You love to see it.
It's great to see, as we said, having Hish back in the goals. It's lovely to see because he was so free-flowing early in the season. But look, it's a number of good performances out there. Few that are going to need to do some hard work in the second half because of the fact that it's not an easy game for either side here.
No, you've got to keep your eye on the ball if you're the Stags because, you know, you could say maybe you're a bit fortunate to be 2-0 up. You expect that Lockhall are going to come forward in throngs again in the second half against a defence that's, you know, not your first choice back four. So you've got to be willing to, again, attack as the best form of defence. Go on the front foot a bit more. They were a little bit passive for much of that first half. Again, keep the ball down the other end of the pitch. Take that pressure off your defence. And if you can get a third goal here, really kill the game off.
And as you mentioned, there's that element of... they are being a bit passive, as you said. But I think you're right in that they're giving just a little bit too much respect to their opposition. And I think Tottenham have the ability, I know Tottenham have the ability to really put these guys to the sword.
Yeah, they definitely can if they play on the front foot. And doing that, it gives you a lot of confidence, and it sends a marker around the league, because there are a lot of good teams out there that are trying to do the same. One extra goal I'm just going to tell you about before we go into halftime. Froome have put a third goal in thanks to James Oliver, so they're 3-1 up away at Evesham.
Yeah, that's a convincing lead now for Froome to take into that second half. Just getting a nice little wave from Shaq Gwengwe down on the touchline, just grabbing himself a ball so he can keep himself warm at halftime. Got his socks up as high as they will possibly go, right up to his thighs. But look, I think we're going to go and get ourselves a little bit of a halftime tea, get ourselves
nice
warmed
warm
up.
Bovril.
Yeah, a nice warm bovril, and potentially see if there's any food that we can nab. But look, we do please join us for the second half. We're going to close this link and you'll find it in our live room. If you can't find it, head onto the Twitter. I'll make sure that Ollie shares it on the AFC Totten Twitter page. But at half time, through two goals of Hisham Kasimu's in the first and the 45th minute, it's Larkhill Athletic 0, AFC Totten 2.